Who cares? This is the Cosmic Court Show, Google Podcast App, Podcast Out, Radio, Tune Radio, the Podcast App, because Spotify and Go Overcast. Here we go. It's the Cosmic Court Show. Welcome to the show today, where the scales always tip in favorite sports. We are absolutely packed. Super Bowl, 2 days away. I'm back. Super Bowl's 2 days away. Chiefs, 49ers. I'll break that down for you. NBA trade deadline. Welcome to the show today. So let me start with this. So I got an NBA story, I got another NFL story. We'll get to all that shortly. But I want to start with this. So the 49ers and Chiefs Sunday play in the Super Bowl. And I'm not going to wait to give you my picks. I'm going to pick the Chiefs over the 49ers. Why? There's multiple reasons. I like the Chiefs. I'm going to say it's right. Feels like a 28-24 game. Feels like the 49ers get the lead late in the fourth, and Kansas City goes on a game-winning drive to win the game. But that's what it feels like to me. If you look at the past two games for the 49ers, you could make an argument they should have lost both. Okay? Could have made an argument. They should have lost to Green Bay, or at least that game should have went into overtime if Green Bay's kicker would have made that field goal. And then to Detroit, I'm a big Dan Campbell fan. I've been a big Dan Campbell fan for a while now. You could have made an argument that if he would have went for the field goal on one of those two fourth down drives, probably Detroit would have won the game. So, you know, you talk, and I think Purdy is a good person and a great player. There's a certain fit that a player has to have, right? He has to fit the system good. And to me, Purdy completely fits the system good in San Francisco. I mean, he could not have asked for a better place. Great head coach, great tight end, great receivers, great defense, great ownership. I like John Lynch, the general manager. I mean, it's a perfect fit for San Francisco. Absolutely a perfect fit. And I think that's part of the reason San Francisco's success. I mean, Purdy's a great quarterback. He should have lost both those games to Green Bay and then lost him to Detroit. Well, meanwhile, Patrick Mahomes is leading number one receiver, that's it. They don't have a number two. Tony would be a number three. Sky Moore, I haven't even heard his name this season. So he's leading a one receiving who has been absolutely sensational, and Travis Kelce. So he has a number one receiver and a tight end. And he beat Miami, and you could make an argument, well, it was cold, it was. Went to Buffalo, beat the Bills, went to the number one seed in Baltimore, and beat Baltimore. I mean, the success that Kansas City has had with just a one receiver. Again, you could make an argument, Tony's been playing better, okay. But one receiver and Travis Kelce, and completely beat the number one seed in the AFC, many people thought was going to be the Super Bowl champs, and beat Buffalo, who has been red hot of late, and beat Miami, who's maybe had the best offense in the NFL. I'm just saying it is very interesting to me, the two. San Francisco kind of shaky, very shaky, barely beat the Packers, barely beat the Lions, kind of shaky coming into the playoffs, or into the Super Bowl. And then you have Patrick Mahomes completely destroyed Miami, beat Buffalo, beat the number one seed Ravens in the AFC Championship game. None of those were that close. I mean, the Chiefs completely outplayed Baltimore, completely outplayed and outcoached Buffalo. And you saw what happened in Miami, completely outplayed them. I'm just saying, I like Purdy a lot. I think he's a good quarterback with a lot of good receivers and a running back and a great defense with maybe one of the best head coaches in the league. I think the best general manager in the league, John Lynch. Then you have Kansas City. I'm just saying that the level of success that Mahomes have had with one receiver and a tight end is amazing. So I like the Chiefs. I like the way they've come into this game. And I think, I'll be honest, I like Kyle Shanahan a lot, but I trust Andy Reid a little bit more. And I think I trust Mahomes a lot more than I trust Purdy. So I think Kansas City has a really good chance. People want to talk about UConn in the men's basketball. I think Kansas City has a great chance at repeating. I really believe that. And I think the Chiefs, keep your eye on Kansas City, because I think they're only going to get better, right? Don't buy into the rumors that that Andy Reid is going to retire or Travis Kelce is going to retire. I mean, this team is another receiver away from really, really, I think, making a separation in themselves in the AFC. And that's a good AFC. I didn't love what I saw from Buffalo going in, you know, at times this year. I didn't love what I saw from Baltimore at times this year. I mean, Houston is getting better. Cincinnati will be back. But I think Kansas City, if they can get one more receiver, and I think it's a really good receiver draft. One more receiver, there is, I think, a big separation in the NFL in the AFC between Kansas City and the rest of the league. All right, so that was the first story. I do like the Chiefs. It feels like I like the Chiefs 28-24 over the 49ers. I think the 49ers get a field goal late in the fourth, maybe with 2 minutes to go. They'll go up by three, and then Kansas City gets a touchdown to win the game. That's kind of what it feels like to me. Close game, but in close games, the better quarterback usually wins. That's Mahomes. All right, well, let me go into this. You know, it's really interesting to me about the NBA. And I'll get to there's a lot I want to get to, but I want to talk about the trade deadline for a minute. So people really, really like some of the moves. Usually the NBA, you get a lot of moves. The Western Conference was very quiet yesterday, other than OKC and Utah. And it's interesting because I think the West, I said this for a while. There's about four teams to me in the NBA that I think can win the championship. That's it. Four teams in the NBA that can win the finals. Clippers, Denver, Milwaukee, and Boston. Oklahoma City's good. And I said going into the show that they're an excellent team. And I think I said this going into the NBA season. They're kind of under the radar a little bit. Keep your eye on the Thunder. They'll make the playoffs. They'll probably win a series or two. I said they're really good. Keep your eye on the Thunder. And I don't really buy into the T-Wolves that much. And so, Oklahoma is going to win a series. They're going to beat maybe a Laker team in the first round or a Warrior team in the first round. Maybe, you know, we'll see what happens. Maybe a Pelican team or a Mavericks team. They're a good team, really good. But they're just like Detroit. The Lions are good. They're elite. The Lions are the Thunder are the NBA version of the Lions. Great team, kind of under the radar. I said they would be pretty good. And here they are. And I think the Thunder are very much capable of going to the Western Conference Finals. I said I think they'll win a series or two. But I think ultimately they're going to get bounced by probably Denver, maybe a Clipper team. They're going to get bounced by one of those two in the Western Conference Finals. That's what I think the Thunder are. So the Clippers, I don't think need to make a move. Denver doesn't need to make a move. So people were very surprised that the Western Conference teams did not make a move except the Thunder and the Jazz. Jazz, this is a young team. They're trying to get in the playoffs. Right now they're in a play-in. They would play the Lakers in the play-in tournament. So, you know, it is very interesting. But again, the two that I was a little surprised, well, the two that I think they're saying almost, I don't want to say punting the season away, but the two that I think are saying, look, they're kind of in the same boat. They know they're not going to win a championship. There's two teams in the Western Conference that I think are like that. The Warriors and the Lakers. All right. Both have a player that's a little inconsistent that could have been moved yesterday. Warriors, it would be Klay Thompson. Lakers, it would be D'Angelo Russell. When they play good, those two teams, the ceiling's Western Conference Finals. But it's getting them to play good is the problem. And they thought about moving them. Lakers, D'Angelo Russell, Warriors, Klay Thompson. And I think both are waiting for the offseason to make a big move. You know, Lakers, I've been hearing rumors. You know, keep your eye. There's a few superstars that will be on the market. I don't want to say any, you know, I'm just saying there's a couple superstars next year that's going to be on the market. And the Warriors are saying, look, if you know, this is a there's no way the Clippers are better than those two teams. The Denver is better than those two teams, as you saw last night. Thunder, T-Wolves, Kings. I would say Dallas is better than those two teams. There's at least 5 or 6 teams in the West that are better than the Lakers and Warriors right now. So I understand where they're coming from. Look, we're not going to make a move at the trade deadline. There's superstars that are going to be available. Lakers aren't going to get dramatically better, right? Keep your eye on the Lakers going after Trae Young from Atlanta, maybe Murray from Atlanta, Donovan Mitchell from Cleveland. There's a lot of superstars on the market. Keep your eye on one of them, Lakers, Warriors, going after them. But this is an older Warrior team. This is an older Laker team. They're in the same boat, and they know what they are. And they're smart management. Lakers are very smart management. Warriors are very smart management. They know what they are. They know even if they get in the playoffs, and I think the Lakers have a pretty good shot, I'm not sure about Golden State, that it's maybe they win a game because of the experience, but that's it. I mean, you're not going to beat Denver or the Clippers in the playoffs. Neither one of those teams will. So to me, it just feels like Lakers and Warriors, very similar positions. Have a player that they don't love. Lakers, D'Angelo Russell. Warriors, Klay Thompson. Don't love them, but we'll deal with them for another 3 months. Partly maybe because of the contract. Partly because of different other stuff. And they'll try to make a move in the offseason to get a superstar. That's kind of what it feels like to me. So, you know, it was a lot of New York Knicks, Toronto Raptors, Brooklyn Nets, Milwaukee Bucks got better, I think. A lot of the East, there was two teams in the West, the Thunder Jazz, both trying to get better. Both, you know, I don't love Utah. I think Utah feels like, I think they play the Lakers in the one-and-done game in the play-in tournament. To me, I think the Lakers probably win that game. So I don't think Utah's making, you know, I wouldn't make dramatic moves if I was the Jazz. But those are the two that I said, okay, I know what they're thinking. Lakers, Warriors, make a move in the offseason. Don't love two superstars, but I think, or two stars, but I think they make a move in the offseason. All right. So coming up, there's an NFL interesting story about Caleb Williams. We'll get to that shortly. There's a few things I want to get to still about the Super Bowl, so that's what's coming up on the Carson Court Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Let me tell you real quick about Creative Music Entertainment. Lessons and classes, they do music, voice, piano, guitar, brass, ukulele, violin, and more. Creative Music Entertainment, truly a good company. Check them out today at www.creativemusicva.net. That was www.creativemusicva.net. Creative Music Entertainment. Check them out today. It's the College Court Show in Virginia Beach. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the College Court Show. Final segment of the day is still to come. My NFL, I have a couple NFL stories, but I want to say this. This is very interesting. So people are talking. Look at Caleb Williams, very shaky at USC this past year. Well, the Pac-12 was very tough. Oregon, Washington went to the national championship. I'm just saying. That's not judged by 1 year. Look, I've been I said this a few years ago. I said Donovan Mitchell is going to be – I keep your eye on Donovan Mitchell. He's better than a lot of people think he is. He's a star. I said keep your eye on C.J. Stroud. I would take C.J. Stroud over Bryce Young. C.J. Stroud right now I think is better. I think C.J. Stroud is going to be a superstar in the league in 3 years if he's not already. And then I'm saying keep your eye on Caleb Williams. To me, he looks like a superstar. He's one of those quarterbacks that like Mahomes, like Josh Allen, like Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow, that's going to completely change the organization. Keep your eye on that. And now Chicago, people can argue it's not a great landing spot. He has a number one receiver in DJ Moore, an excellent young defense, and a pretty good offense. You know, we say this all the time. Stars have to overcome, okay? Burrow, you think he loved going to the Bengals? Bad OL, bad front office. Overcome it. They went to the Super Bowl. I'm just saying. Jacksonville, kind of interesting. Thought about going to London. Overcome it. This is a playoff team. I mean, I'm just saying, it, to me, it's interesting when people say, oh, Caleb Williams, Chicago, don't like it. I think the Bears are a quarterback and a few pieces away from being kind of interesting. In that division, it's getting interesting. Minnesota's falling apart quick. I like Detroit, Green Bay, Jordan Love, excellent quarterback. If Chicago gets a few pieces, they're going to be a good team. I mean, there's a lot of other teams that I worry about more than the Bears right now. And I think Caleb Williams goes to Chicago as the number one overall pick, fits in well with the Bears, and I think it's a Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow, transforms this organization. They'll make the playoffs. They'll probably win a game or two in the next few years. I mean, pump the brakes. USC, I didn't love the OL. That was a bad OL. They lost their number one receiver in the draft the year before. Jordan Addison went to Minnesota. You know, the Pac-12, very difficult. Oregon was a top seven team. I mean, Washington went to the championship. Utah was pretty good. I mean, I don't buy into this. Well, Caleb, Chicago's going to go another direction. Really? I like Penix Jr. I have my mock draft pretty much filled out. I'll give it to you in April. I'm just saying it matters. Caleb Williams is by far the best quarterback in the draft. I think it goes Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jalen Daniels, Penix Jr., J.J. McCarthy. That's the, I think, the quarterback order. I mean, I think Caleb Williams, he's the Joe Burrow. He's the Trevor Lawrence. Significantly better than the other quarterbacks. All right, coming up, Super Bowl preview. It's the Cards of the Court Show. We'll be right back in Virginia Beach. Welcome back to the Cards of the Court Show. Final segment of the day is here. So, you know, it doesn't seem like the NFL rewards last night. They released a couple of them. I thought most of them were really, really good. People were all over the place on a few of them, especially Defensive Player of the Year and Myles Garrett. But I will say this, okay? Rewards, huge, all right? But Micah Parsons, TJ Watt, Nick Bosa, Myles Garrett, those four are separated themselves as one of the four best pass rushers, I think, in the league. So, you know, people are going to be unhappy. Pittsburgh's a big market. There's a big, big market. Fans all over the place. You know, I'm just saying, if they gave it to the fans, big markets would win it all the time. Dallas, Pittsburgh, San Francisco, New England, Kansas City. I mean, I have no problem with the rewards last night. Few of them, you can always argue. Lamar Jackson MVP. That might have been the only reward last night that people said, yeah, probably. And if they go by, and you could argue Mahomes, you could have argued Brock Purdy. You could have even argued C.J. Stroud. So this idea that, you know, it's never going to be unanimous. It just isn't. I'm sure there was votes for T.J. Watt. I'm sure there were votes for Nick Bosa. I'm sure there were votes for Micah Parsons. But this idea that the Defensive Player of the Year and I mean, look at Offensive Player of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year. I mean, the Rookie of the Year was C.J. Stroud. Not a surprise. But that and the MVP are basically the only two rewards that I thought pretty clear. I mean, Coach of the Year, could have gave it to Dan Campbell. You know, Kevin Stefanski was a good coach. Great coach. I'm just saying, it's very interesting to me. But that's how I felt. I had no problems. Again, Defensive Player was questionable. Everything was questionable, except MVP and Offensive Player of the Year. So, Rookie of the Year, excuse me. You know, you're always going to, it's always going to be questions. NBA, here's a great example. The NBA MVP. People were upset they gave it to Embiid and not Jokic. Either one of them would have been great. Jokic was a great player the last year that didn't win it. I'm just saying, that's one thing that rewards don't do. Give it to players over and over. I'm sure Jokic will win it this year. So there you go. All right. So, So Kobe's statue was revealed last evening. Very interesting to see. and a watch. And Super Bowl, I do like Kansas City. I like the Chiefs a lot. And if you look, it's interesting with the Kansas City because who has the better quarterback? Kansas City. Better receivers? San Francisco. Better offensive line? Kansas City. Better coach? Kansas City. Better defense? Kansas City, probably. Better tight end? Kansas City. I like Kettle a lot, but Travis is the best tight end in the league. Better running game? San Francisco. So I'm giving San Francisco the better receivers and the better running back. That's it. Everything else, Kansas City dominates, and it's not particularly close. I mean, not considerably close. Mahomes is the better quarterback. Travis Kelce is the better tight end. Don't even hesitate. Better offensive line. Kansas City, not even hesitating. Better defense. Probably Kansas City. I mean, I'm just saying, there are certain better coach, Kansas City. Kyle Shanahan's a great head coach. But Andy Reid is a genius. And I trust him. I trust him more than Kyle. So when you go like that, Kansas City is the better team, I think, and I think they win it. My guess is they win it 28-24, final drive, touchdown, very good Super Bowl, win the game. We'll break it down for you next Monday. I'm sure Taylor Swift will be there singing in Japan, 13-hour flight. People, Matt mathed it. It's a 13-hour flight from Tokyo to Vegas. So that tells you she'll be there. All right, it is the Carson's Court Show on a great day in Virginia Beach. Have a great day, everyone. Enjoy the Super Bowl. I like the Chiefs. We will talk on Monday. It's the Carson's Court Show. Have a great day, everyone. Carson's Court Show. I do not own the copyright to our intro song, The Final Countdown by A-Rub. Thanks and have a great day, everyone. For the final time, we're live in Virginia Beach. We will talk on Monday. It's the Carson's Court Show.